This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The news media is now obsessed with an alleged tax filing from the 1990s.
Been hearing about his taxes for a while now. Hey, everybody, what a way to kick off the week. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Lots of reaction, and I want to hear your reaction to Trump and taxes. He says he's using the tax laws to his advantage. So he defended Monday his use of federal tax laws following this massive report that he avoided paying federal income tax for up to 18 years, allegedly, we'll put it that way. He went on to say, as a business person and a real estate developer, I've legally used the tax laws to my benefit and to the benefit of my company and employees. He was at a rally in Pueblo, Colorado. He said, I'm working for you now. I'm not working for Trump. And there was lots of applause. And he criticized what the tax laws are now, saying they were ridiculous, they're unfair. The New York Times report showed that he could have legally, and it is legally, avoided paying federal income tax for up to 18 years. 18 years. So, does it make him less electable? How many people that will vote for Donald Trump are now dissuaded by hearing that? Because you've had to scrimp and pay your taxes, and even though he says, and legally he did use what the rules were, does that infuriate you about Donald Trump or not? It is kind of a little bit of a thin line that he's walking on, isn't it? And here's the other big question. The vice presidents square off in a debate in the next day. Do you care about the VPs, Kane and Pence, going head to head? It's so funny because if you listen to America Tonight, and hey, if you haven't, welcome aboard. If you clicked in, you're motoring around, you happen to hear my voice. Here's the thing. I was saying this forever, that I thought the VP could really, really make a difference on both of these cards, that the undercard would actually really, really matter. But what's interesting is the undercard hasn't really mattered. But let's see what happens after the debate. And then, of course, next week it's the debate part two, because there are three presidential debates in all. So we have the second one coming up next Sunday, competing against Sunday Night Football, for what it's worth. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk to my pal Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine. He's also written a book, co-authored a book, White House Confidential. It is such a cool book. It has all these crazy facts and stories about presidents over the years. And it's updated, so it's just got some incredible new stuff in it. But also, Greg is a big proponent of Airbnbs, and there's some crazy nonsense that's happening in Raleigh, North Carolina. Trying to shut down the Airbnbs. Now, Airbnbs have become, for those of you who don't know, it's in so many cases great places to stay when you're on the road and you're not stuck in a hotel somewhere, so it's a great price, sometimes a great location. A lot of Airbnbs in great locations. It basically means you're renting out part of your house, you're renting out a house on your property, whatever it is, and you do it through Airbnb. That's how it works. So he came on before to talk about this and talk about, you know, actually going before the city council and raising the, you know, raising the flag to say, don't be stupid. In fact, the Airbnb petition was don'tbestupidraleigh.com. Because Airbnb is currently illegal in Raleigh. And, you know, it's interesting because I know a few people that have made some good extra coin by having an Airbnb. And it's not that they live in these incredible mansions and have wings on all sides of their amazing house. They just have a decent, comfortable place, and the Airbnb thing really seemed to make sense. So we'll chat with him about what this fight has been like. Because while there are other people that are taking advantage of it, Raleigh, North Carolina, you can't take advantage of it. I mean, short-term rentals. That's it. So the current law is under consideration. Wow. Regulations, baby. They don't work for you often, right? Especially in this case. So anyway, we'll chat with him about that. Also, clown sightings. Have you heard this crazy story? And I got to say this at the top. I mean, you got Kim Kardashian, who's all over social media. She gets held at gunpoint at a Paris mansion. She's robbed of like $10 million of jewels. There's so many other things. You got a Hurricane Matthew. And trust me, we'll talk about all of that in the crazy Pandora's box. But this creepy clown thing, which I could shove in there, is insane. Clowns terrorizing America. There's actually been clown sightings in 10 different states. And how about this? 5 miles from my house, there was a clown sighting. They had a lockdown at a high school. So apparently, they chased people with knives, machetes. They've yelled at people from cars. They hang out in cemeteries. They've been caught in the headlights of cars as they are all of a sudden on these desolate county roads in the dead of night. So what's up with this clown crap? Clown sightings. And this isn't the first time this has happened. Before this has happened, I guess in the 80s, they've talked about it. So what are hoaxes and what are, they say, tales of clowning? I mean, what? I don't get it. I think it's pretty scary, however, if women are getting lured into the woods and children and people are being... It sounds like a Stephen King novel. The creepy clowns. But there's got to be something to this. Right? Ugh. That would be freaky. And there is a thing about clowns. I mean, clown-like characters, of course, have been around forever. Think of court jesters. Satire, poking fun, blah, blah, blah. Usually that's what the clown deal is about. But now this is like the evil clown. And when you think of the creepy clown personality, you know, this is terrible to say, but who did I first think of? That sick serial killer, John Wayne Gacy. He would go to children's birthday parties as Pogo the Clown. He painted pictures of clowns, and he was way off his rocker. I mean, he killed 33 people. He buried them in a crawl space of his house in Chicago. So there's this weird connection between clowns and crazy psychopathic behavior. Wow. I wonder why people are afraid of clowns. All right, hang with us. We're talking to Greg Stebbins next here on ATN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis. analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My pal Greg Devin is idling in our virtual green room. We're going to talk about Airbnb in Raleigh, North Carolina. In fact, it's illegal, so what's happening there? And you know that his push for that, we talked about it last time, big showdown coming up in Raleigh. And for those of you interested in having an Airbnb, or perhaps you partake in Airbnbs, you don't want this to be a trend. I know a lot of my friends have stayed in them. They say it's the best. He's also the author of White House Confidential, the little book of weird presidential history. It's actually in its third edition, and I love this book. I've said this before because, you know, it's, I love nuggets anyway, but it's these little nuggets of history mixed in with the unexpected. I'll put it that way. And I love the unexpected. It's like a good book. You know, it's kind of that bowl theory. They take you up, pull you down, and then pull you up on the other side. So with that, we go to Greg Stevin. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm doing great.
So third edition, perfect timing for that because, of course, here we have this wild push for the White House. It is truly a circus watching what's happening with the Democrats and with the Republicans and everything else in between. Where is Aleppo, after all?
Can you name a foreign leader?
Yeah, anyone. Just give me anyone. Come on. Can we give you a hint? It's like, couldn't somebody have, like, held a sign up for him or something, anything to help him? But no. So before we jump into the Airbnb, White House Confidential, tell me some good, juicy facts that weren't in there before, because this is your third edition.
Well, it was a lot of fun to add stuff about Obama. And I remember there was one thing in particular. I wonder if I can find it. I can't. I can tell you the page number if I can find it, but I don't think I can say it on the radio.
Oh, that's good. I can't say it on the radio.
I already teased it pretty well. He was introducing Ellen DeGeneres at an LGBT event, and his introduction of her was so naughty. that I actually couldn't believe it actually happened. I had to keep digging to vet and re-vet that he had actually said this thing. I don't think I could say it on the radio, but it left me speechless.
Wow.
The thing about Obama is that there's this whole section in the book called Goofball at a Glance, and then we name our goofball and vice goofball. And we proclaim Barack Obama to be the runner-up in this contest for the biggest goofball as president. Because if you go back and you watch his appearances on late-night TV or that incredible speech he gave the night Bin Laden was killed, but he was at the foreign press dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a very, very funny guy, but you could tell that he has rehearsed and re-rehearsed and even over-rehearsed. I don't think there's a spontaneous bone in this man's body.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely not. He's absolutely on script. You know, you have some other little, besides the Obama stuff, you have, like, what president ordered the White House staff to rub Vaseline into his scalp when he was eating breakfast in bed? I mean, who is that?
Calvin Coolidge, of course.
I need my scalp.
He was one quirky guy. So one of the things he was famous for, they called him Silent Cow, and he did not like to talk. So, for instance, he was at a dinner one night as the president, and the woman sitting next to him said, "I bet, my friend, that I could get you to say three words." Three words, right? You know what his response was?
What?
You lose.
Ah, that's great. You lose. Oh, that's priceless. I love it.
He was very smart, but he was a very odd guy. He would never pass up an invitation for a party, but he never would talk to anyone when he was there. And someone once said to him, "Why do you go to all these parties if you don't talk to anyone?" And his response was, again, an amazing two-word response. Gotta eat.
Yeah, the president who could level a room in two words. I love it. How about the president who called his, you know, they always have nicknames for each other. A president who called his deputy chief of staff Turd Blossom.
That would have been Bush too.
Really?
He loved nicknames. And in fact, we have a whole list in here of nicknames he called people. And he was kind of the anti-Obama in a way. Those two could not have been, well, I mean, you know, we all lived through their presidencies, but he could not have been more different. He was just jocular and fun-loving, and, you know, this is a perfect example of it. Whereas with Obama, there's also a whole section here from reporters who, you know, spent years traveling with him, and, you know, reporter after reporter saying, "You just wish the guy would let his hair down once in a while."
Yeah, but he couldn't do that.
Apparently not.
Yeah, apparently not.
We'll see what he'll be like as an ex-president, but as president, you know, he's very rehearsed, and it'll be interesting to see what his life is like when he never has to run for re-election again and he doesn't have to answer to the people.
Yeah, and that's interesting about Bush, too, because I spent some time around Bush, too, and he used to call me Sports Princess all the time. That was my nickname, and he would say that out to me, and he was really good about remembering people's names and especially nicknames, definitely.
Yeah, there's a great story in the book about his father. So if you may remember, Dana Carvey used to make fun of Bush Sr.,
mm-hmm.
And at some point, I don't remember exactly where it was, the two of them ended up together, and Dana Carvey was impersonating the president. And then the president started impersonating Dana Carvey impersonating the president.
I love it.
You know, Bush Sr. was, you know, also had an incredible sense of humor, and he was not above making fun of himself and having a good time. It is just really fascinating when you look at the range of personalities that have held the office. You might think that they would mostly be, oh, they were lawyers and they went to law school and they're serious. And we have really had some amazing and amazingly goofy people as the President of the United States.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of that, we seg into politics of a different sort. You're fighting City Hall. Don't be stupid, Raleigh.com. I was just talking about it before you came on the Airbnb petition that you got over 1,000 signatures. So what's going to happen on Tuesday night at this city council meeting?
Well, first of all, if you're listening and you're thinking, I don't live in Raleigh, North Carolina, what do I care? Don't,
yeah, don't think
you
that.
You should care, because this can, what's happening here could happen in your city. And even if it doesn't happen in your city, if you're someone who likes to travel and you use short-term rentals or home sharing like VRBO or HomeAway or Airbnb, it can affect how and where you stay when you travel. So we just had a huge bluegrass festival here in Raleigh. It's actually the International Bluegrass Music Association's annual festival. So it's the, I believe, the biggest bluegrass festival in the world every year. And it's right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And there were hundreds of thousands of people here. Now, one, this is a very family-friendly event, and our city council is about to pass a law that is very family-unfriendly. And I'll tell you why. So with an Airbnb, you are generally either staying in someone's house, which means you literally walk through their living room to get to your bedroom, and, you know, you share the bathroom maybe with them, or they have a separate bathroom for you, but you're sharing their home. Or maybe you have a setup, you're staying in a setup where you actually have your own entrance and private space. And in some cases, an Airbnb or a VRBO may be that you're actually renting an entire house. Here in Raleigh, they're about to pass a law, if it passes tomorrow night, that says you can rent on Airbnb up to 2 rooms in your house, but to no more than 2 adults, and you cannot rent out an entire house. So let me tell you how that will impact, for instance, a very family-friendly event like the Bluegrass Festival next year.
Mm-hmm.
2 couples would not be able to travel together and use a short-term rental like Airbnb or VRBO, because you'd be limited to 2 adults. A family with 2 parents and 1 child that was older than 17, so an 18, 19, 20, or older-year-old child, would not be able to use Airbnb or VRBO. An extended family, we know this happens a lot in the Bluegrass Festival. You know, mom and dad, the grandparents, the kids, I mean, you know, the whole family gets together, rents an entire house, stays together for the weekend. This happens a lot over the holidays all over the country. Families
right.
staying together, because part of the fun of traveling with your family is you get up in the morning and you have a cup of coffee and you hang out in the kitchen and you stay up late at night. Maybe you play games or puzzles.
Sure.
That's going to be illegal in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow. So pay attention to this. We'll follow up. We'll let you know what's happening with Greg's fight. And he's right. It could affect all of you for very, very good reasons. The reasons he said, if you're traveling around and use Airbnb, look out, because it could be right there around your neighborhood or where you're traveling to. Greg, thanks so much.
You bet. Anyone can sign the petition. It's at don'tbestupidraleigh.com.
Don'tbestupidraleigh.com. See you in a few here on AT&T.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
How lucky can one guy be?
Well, millions of American families, including mine and yours, were working hard, paying our fair share. It seems he was contributing nothing to our nation. Imagine that. Not fair.
Hillary Clinton takes advantage of all of the Trump tax reaction around the globe, and here in the United States, where it counts the most, because that's where the voters lie, the Electoral College, etc. So now the question becomes, and we said this right after the debates, what will Trump do? Because he has certainly hinted about making attacks about the Clinton marriage. He said he wasn't going to do that because Chelsea was in the audience, but here's the thing. I don't think it helps. And how does this help Donald Trump? If I'm his campaign manager, there's nothing that goes into that marriage pot that's going to really make people that were going to vote for Hillary Clinton or were thinking of voting for her, that's not going to shake them. Or somebody who's undecided. So I would say don't go there. By hinting about it, that's enough anyway. If that's the strategy, he made the hint, and it's pretty obvious what he meant to say, and I think almost any person alive, at least anybody voting age, would understand what that meant. I mean, it's dangerous turf for him to bring up the Clinton affairs and bring it into the race, I think. I mean, I think other Republicans feel the same way, that that's not a strong move because it was done by Bill Clinton. Trump isn't running against Bill Clinton. If he was and he wanted to say family values or blah, 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 that kind of thing, then he absolutely. But he's not running against Bill Clinton. The beauty pageant remarks were about weight, women, that kind of thing. So going down the wrong channel, like being in a ship and demanding that you go down a channel that's just not quite wide enough for your giant vessel, right? It's just too tiny at the mouth trying to get through the front of the harbor. It makes no sense to just go for it. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever because there are other areas he could go after Hillary Clinton specifically related to which he did already, State Department, whatever he wanted to pick, but that would not be an area to, you know, it just wouldn't be an area to go down, I don't think, because smearing Bill Clinton with the affairs and that kind of thing just doesn't trump anything else. Get it, Trump. Doesn't trump anything else that's out there. So we'll see. I mean, maybe some people disagree. Maybe some people think, yeah, dive into it. Who cares? I mean, in the end, I was listening to somebody today and I was thinking, this is funny because I was thinking this very same thing. If you remember, think back to Bush 2 and think back to the first time Bush was elected and what happened in Florida. Remember the whole thing with the hanging chads and the Supreme Court and dragging it out? You know, I don't have to relive history. And somebody suggested we could be seeing the same thing this time around. So if we check the polls, here's how the polls shake out. And this is coming on the heels of the debate and actually right after most of these polls were taken before the New York Times story about the fact that Trump might not have paid taxes for 18 years. But anyway, Hillary Clinton is ahead in three battleground states, but trails Donald Trump in Ohio, according to Quinnipiac, that university does those surveys. Clinton ahead of Trump in Florida by 5, 46% to 41%. North Carolina, 3 points, 46 to 43. Pennsylvania, 4 points, 45 to 41. But Ohio, you know, they say, oh, so goes Ohio, so goes the election. He was up by 5 points, 47% to 42%. So he's actually picked up another point, a little bit of a bump. So even if people believe Clinton won the debate, whatever, if people think she won the debate, it hasn't helped her widen her lead in states like Ohio. Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, large states, swing states, very important. Very, very important when it comes to winning the election, closing the door. I mean, it just doesn't get any bigger than this. I had a friend from Philadelphia. Tell me if your friends are doing this. Do you understand what I'm saying here, right? Where people are texting all day long and sending you things. Oh, dude, you can't believe what I just heard. Here's what he said. Here's what she said back to him. I mean, that's what it's been like for me if I wasn't even doing this show. I have a friend who is retiring super young. And actually, it's interesting because she, her family, they weren't in the position to put her, for her to get college help. And she worked at trying to do that and got a degree along the way. But she went to work right away. So she started working and she's retiring in 4 months and saying, wrote me a note, said, I am glued to every single channel. I don't care if it's Fox, CNN, whatever. She said, I am just glued to this. And it really has become that. I mean, this is a media circus. It is a frenzy. Every second you turn around, this is what we're serving up, right? But who's going to be the one in the end who's in the White House? Who's going to be there at 16? It's intriguing. It really is. And the attack on Trump over the taxes, I think that's got a lot of life. It's going to continue. It's going to continue as they get closer to this next debate. It's definitely going to be brought up. It's going to continue as this cycle continues. But we are so close to this election. Oh, my goodness. We're a handful of weeks away, really, if you think about it. We're already into October. That's crazy. 4 weeks? Really, 4 weeks away from an election? Wow. I mean, a little over 4 weeks. That's just wild to think about that. November 8th will be here before you know it. And not everybody, by the way, will vote on the 8th, because then, of course, you have the early voting. I just got a notice that early voting starts in a couple of weeks in my neighborhood. It'd be easy to be an early voter. But I like the idea. I don't even care if I have to wait in line. I love the idea of just going and voting on Election Day. If I had to for some reason, of course, I would do early voting. But if I don't have to, I want to be there. I want to be there in the middle of it. I want to go out. I want to hear what people are saying. I just want to go and go through the process. And I've always liked voting on Election Day. So it's, I don't think I've ever not voted on Election Day. And I haven't taken, even when it was inconvenient, I haven't taken the early voting or done any of that. Usually it's the opposite. But you know what? It's interesting, too, with early voting. Some people think, depending on how the early voting goes, that that can sway voters. Because they see the results, you know, and especially if they're really heavy for one candidate. Early voting, meaning they know, hey, we're exit polling and early voting is leaning toward, you know, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or whatever. And then people do that thing that they do. Oh, I'm not going to vote. It doesn't matter because look what we're already seeing. And that's a shame because I think everyone should vote. Everyone should just vote. Even if you don't like the candidates, that exercising your right to vote is so critical. All you have to do is hear, see, and know what goes on in other countries as far as electing leaders. They're not really, in many cases, electing leaders. By the way, on the tax deal, Trump's biggest ally has to be Corey Lewandowski. Bob Ney is coming on with us, the former congressman from Ohio, later this week. Corey ran a couple of his campaigns. And Lewandowski slammed the New York Times for publishing Trump's tax records from 1995. And he said he hopes Trump will sue the newspaper into oblivion for doing that. He was on one of the CNN shows and said that. He says, there's no national security interest in Donald Trump's tax returns. That's a fact. And just so you know the specifics, the documents showed Trump declared a $916 million loss in 95, which could have allowed him to legally avoid paying federal taxes for almost two decades. Because federal law, if you think about business losses, federal law allows for that. That makes, you know, that it's definitely there. And also, by the way, the law makes it illegal to publish tax returns or information about them without authorization. So he could have a pretty easy lawsuit against the gray lady if he wanted to pursue it. Might not pursue it today, but he has an army of lawyers. It would be pretty easy to do. That wouldn't be shocking, I think, if that's what happened. I don't think so. So what a war of words. You have taxes, deplorables. I mean, what's next? What's next? Stay with us. Coming up next, I know what we're going to do. We're going to check the mailbag. Hang with us.
Hello?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fascinating new thing. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating new thing. Get beside me, I want you to love me.
All right, thanks for hanging with us as we make that final turn for this hour of ATN. If you are an NFL fan and you've been watching, wow, it's crazy that we are through week four in the NFL. With the Vikings win, the mothership is located right there in Minneapolis, 24-10. They beat the Giants, and, I mean, just giant. And the story is that, you know, this is Monday Night TV. So Monday Night TV, they, I think teams always play bigger. But anybody discounting the Vikings, they are perfect. They're 4-0. And Odell Beckham, who? Superstar for the Giants. Just nothing. I mean, he picked up, he lost his mind again, that's what happens. He picked up a taunting penalty in the second quarter. He finished with 23 yards and 3 catches. Pee-wee leaguer stats. Yeah, so he was nowhere. He was being smothered. Even as he tried to cool down his, cool down his emotions, it didn't matter. I mean, the Vikings just came back with everything that the Giants threw at them, so this was a huge Vikings victory. And a good time to remind you, yes, you, that our Nail the Score is on Tuesdays in our last segment, hour two on Tuesday into Wednesday, because, of course, it depends on your time zone where you're listening to me. And if you're listening to me after the fact, oh, that's why you got to tune in live when you can, because if you win Nail the Score, you get bragging rights. You don't have to know anything about football. You're picking a team, and then you're telling us the final score. And you could be, seriously, you could be a winner. You just never, ever know. Never know. All right, on that note, if you want to throw in your 2 cents about Trump's taxes, do you give a Trump about what he has out there? Does this take him down? I think it's all equal. In other words, it's still a coin flip. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. But let's also see what you had to say through the miracle of the Internet. Well, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Adam, listening to us in Austin, Texas. Kate, the mother of all hurricanes, is coming toward the United States. The interesting thing is I've heard you talk about your family, and I think they live on the other coast, the west coast of Florida, so it probably misses them. Yeah, the this powerhouse hurricane, of course, it's too early to know, but the threat is to Florida and the southern U.S. coast. It's certainly increased the scenarios as it's smashing into the Caribbean. It's either a direct hit anywhere from Florida to Maine or a miss, because if it slides up the coast off the water, then it does. I mean, of course, you'd realize that it's not going to hit landfall, but it's hard to tell. I just looked at a weather map, and it's right in the middle of it as it would stand now. So they're hoping that that's, I know hope's not a strategy, but really, really not wanting to see the hurricane or an eye of a hurricane fly over Florida, Miami, that whole area. Oh, and they know because they were part of Andrew back in the 90s and how disastrous that was for so many people. I mean, absolutely awful. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Roger, listening to us in New Jersey. Hey, Kate, I heard you say something about WVNJ. That's the station I listen to all the time, and that's where I listen to you. I heard you say you're from New Jersey. What part of New Jersey? You just say, what exit? Cherry Hill, which is right over the bridge from Philadelphia. I grew up partially in New York. We lived in Queens, and then we moved to New Jersey, to Cherry Hill. And I liked it because, you know, I could go up the turnpike and then you were in New York, or you could just go across the bridge and you were in Philadelphia. So that's where I grew up. Here's a misnomer. I'm going to blow your minds, everyone listening to us in the Midwest, because I've had the good fortune to live around the United States, and I loved California, and I love the Midwest. I mean, I've really liked every place I lived, the Southwest, the Southeast. I've been in all those quadrants, every single one. Not every single state, almost, but every single quadrant of the United States, for sure. And people think of New Jersey as, smokestacks, pollution, because they see, you know, Tony Soprano in the Newark, New Jersey. Remember the HBO character and how big that show was? And then everybody's mobbed up or whatever. Not where I grew up. There used to be farms, and you go to the Jersey Shore, that Jersey Shore, and you see farmers' markets. It's so awesome. Jersey has the best corn. I mean, just great, sweet corn. I've never found anything that's come close to that corn. So every time I would go home, it used to be a big deal. We're getting corn. I'd go during corn season. Sounds funny, but the Garden State. So forever, people would have license plates that read the Garden State. I'll take another one from Amy. Kate. Oh, Kate. The clown sightings are insane. The crazy clown. I've been reading more stories about that, and shame on them for frightening little kids. What are they trying to do? What's their deal? Is it some bizarre prank? Do you know anything more about it? I know a little bit more, but what I know is just that the clowns are popping up all over and popped up at a high school near me, and they went on lockdown. I think the fact that you have armed clowns, well, I mean, hoax or not, you know, that's Stephen King. I've read all of Stephen King's books. As soon as I heard the thing about the clown, I was like, oh, that's like Stephen King's deal. And that would be disconcerting, to say the least, because who knows if the crazy clown does something weird. So then it scares people to death. Dorms being evacuated, police investigating, trying to figure out who it is. Is it a prank? What is it? And there's been these weird sightings of these clowns who are doing not good things. Chasing people down, posting it on social media, and the fear just spreads. That's too bad. Let's move to this one from Karen. Kate, you were talking last week about the two horses. That story was so touching. I can't tell you, I looked it up as soon as you started to talk about Daisy and Angel. And I hope somebody adopts them that can keep them together. Yeah, Daisy's blind, and the other horse guides Daisy around the pasture. And the two were in terrible shape, I guess, when they were picked up. And so the hope is that somebody will adopt these two horses, but it's not cheap to do that, the amount, the cost. But seeing the two of them nuzzle each other and the other horse making sure the blind horse is in the right direction. Oh, it's just sweet. I mean, Daisy was found as a stray. Angel was rescued from neglect. And they formed this wild bond while, you know, they've been adopted. And I love the fact that the one horse whines to make sure that the other horse is okay, you know, to show where the horse is. Wow. So hopefully if they get adopted, they get adopted together. I mean, you know, who knows, maybe some wealthy horse, maybe you're listening to me, some wealthy rancher or somebody that can afford to have those kinds of horses on their property, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, a game changer. All right, how about this one? This one is from Hal. Kate, you're a sportswoman. How about the Marlins firing Barry Bonds? Yeah, after one season, they decided that was enough. I mean, I don't, you know, what was that about? Was it because they didn't make it into the playoffs? Was it because of something deeper, you know, into it as the hitting coach? He's not returning. That was just pumped out there. And I think for some people it was a shocker. I mean, but that's baseball too. You know, if they're not performing, that's what happens. So one season was all he got, and the one season was for a whole bunch of different reasons. Hey, thanks for all those emails. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.